Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 5th, 2020. This is Derby Day. Kind of odd saying Derby Day in September, but that's the way it is. And as always, this Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by Amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R.com, a great online betting site covering most tracks and legal in most states. Great perks for the better. And tools as well. Check out Amwager.com, where you can also get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to Amwager.com, click on Handicapping, and Ella Starr's blog, or How to Bet Ella Starr's blog. Amwager does not carry the Kentucky Derby or Churchill Downs tracks, so you can bet them elsewhere. We're going to cover some great races at Saratoga today that Amwager does cover, and my complete Derby analysis for itself is going to be at the end of this blog anyway, because everybody wants it. But the rest of the card for Derby and for Oaks Day is available at Equibase.com for a small fee. All 13 races on Friday and 14 on Saturday are available, so check it out if you're interested. We're going to start this Key Races and Bets podcast with the Jim Dandy Stakes. Race 9 at Saratoga, 4:21 Eastern on Saturday, September 5th. And Happy Saver is my top pick. Not only 2 for 2, but the second of those wins came at the same 9-furlong trip at Saratoga as the Jim Dandy. With the Derby and other three-year-old stakes available to horses around the country this weekend, an opportunity exists for a horse like Happy Saver to jump up from allowance to stakes successfully. Not only did he win by 4 lengths in that race, his move in the upper stretch was 6 wide, and the runner-up came back to run big when beaten ahead subsequently. The 106 Echo Base speed figure he earned is second only to the 109 Jesus' team earned when second in the Pegasus, and it's likely to be improved upon as well. That huge effort likely clinched the deal for Todd Pletcher, who also has Dr. Post here. And with a good stalking ability in the rail, I think Happy Saver is the one to beat. First Line also won a 9-furlong race at Saratoga in late July. The difference between his win and that of Happy Saver being it was a maiden race and the effort earned a lower 96 figure. Still, the third horse won right back and improved 6 points, so First Line's in line to improve 6 also to 102, which is getting close. And he's on the same sprint route pattern as Happy Saver. Most importantly, First Line won't be low odds like Happy Saver and Dr. Post, so there's profit opportunity using him in exactas and trifectas, maybe a win bet. Live Your Beast Life also won at 9 furlongs, or at Saratoga. His win coming on August 12th with a 98 figure, which, if improved upon, would make him competitive here. I think he fits, and he should be respected as a contender off that last effort. Dr. Post is a horse I'm taking a stand against for the win, but will use in second. Although he opted for this spot instead of the Derby, it's okay. He ran second in the stretch behind Tisdalaw and the Belmont, but not as okay when third for the last day of a mile in the Haskell. I just don't think he has the style for this long of a race, and although he's in good position, if he's in good position turning for home, his running style means he could get a piece. I don't think Dr. Post can beat any of the other three just mentioned, who I think will all improve off their last efforts. Jesus' team is another who passed the Derby for this. He has blinkers. I think he'll be sent by Saez, but he's still a bit outclassed in my opinion, having run in claiming races in 6 of his first 7. Can't win. However, if he gets away with an easy lead, he could hold on for a nice piece. In the Jim Dandy race 9 at Saratoga, post 4:21 on Saturday, September 5th, the win bet is Happy Saver at 9-5 or higher. That's the key bet. Consider smaller win bets on First Line and Live Your Beast Life at 3-1 or more. And personally, I'd opt for whichever one of the two is the highest odds near post time. When you bet more than one horse in a race, which I think is a good idea here, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. Amwager has a great dutching tool available among many other great features. And of course, the Key Races and Bets blog. The written version of this podcast is available at amwager.com. For the exacta, we're going to box Happy Saver and First Line, and then box Happy Saver and Live Your Beast Life. Then we're going to press the first two exactas again, play them again, and add Happy Saver and Jesus' team. Then, to take a shot with all three, I'll play one small exacta, probably for $1, which is Happy Saver, First Line, and Live Your Best Beast Life over Happy Saver, First Line, Live Your Beast Life, Jesus' team, and Dr. Post. For the trifecta, we're going to have to put Dr. Post in second just in case. It's kind of a saver. Happy Saver over Dr. Post over First Line, Live Your Beast Life, and Jesus' team. And then some doubles. Dollar doubles at Saratoga make it easy to have some fun here and get some action. First double is Happy Star Saver with All. The second is going to be Happy Saver First Line Live Your Beast Life with Kamari and Reagan's Edge. And the third is going to be All with Kamari and Reagan's Edge. And the pick three, very good pick three here, I think, play in race 9, 10, 11. Happy Saver First Line and Live Your Beast Life in race 9. Kamari and Reagan's Edge in race 10. Tacitus, Global Campaign and Prioritize in race 11. Moving to race 10, the Prioris Stakes, post of 4:57 at Saratoga on Saturday, 9:05. And Kamari's a really talented filly, having won stakes on dirt and turf. Last seen finishing second of 16 at Royal Ascot in the Group 1 Commonwealth Cup. She won the Purple Martin Stakes in April on dirt. Broke her maiden in April of 2019 on dirt as well. The only time she faced likely favorite Frank's Roquette, Kamari beat her by putting in a devastating late kick to win by two lengths. Her recent workout of 58 and 8 tenths for 5 furlongs before leaving trainer Ward's home base at Keeneland tells us all we need to know about her fitness, so Kamari is the top pick. Reagan's Edge was gaining with every stride on Frank's Roquette in the Victory Ride Stakes July 4th at Belmont, and that was the best race of her career. She's drawn outside the speed here, which not only includes Frank's Roquette, but also Hello Beautiful and the newly blinkered center aisle, maybe perfectly clear. Reagan's Edge is likely to get the first run on the tiring leaders before Kamari gets into high gear. Considering her last race, Equibase figure is 105 compared to Kamari's 104 figure, Reagan's Edge has a big shot here. However, it must be noted the 116 figure Kamari earned in the Commonwealth Stakes, if repeated, wins this race hand down. A number of these might get second and split the two, so we're going to play secondary market as well, which I'll get to in a second, who earned a 99 figure when winning recently over the track. In the Prioris Stakes, race 10 at Saratoga, Saturday 9:05 with a post of 4:57. Key win bet, Kamari, 9-5 or more. Reagan's Edge, a 2-1 or more, can absolutely be bet, and this is the kind of race where a dutching tool like the free one land wager comes in really handy as proportions your bets based on the odds. You don't have to do the math. Exactus, Kamari and Reagan's Edge over Kamari, Reagan's Edge, secondary market, Frank's Roquette, and center aisle. Trifecta, Kamari and Reagan's Edge over Kamari, Reagan's Edge, secondary market, Frank's Roquette, and center aisle. Use those same five horses in third. In doubles, even though if you have the pick three, you still could press for the doubles. A couple doubles here. Kamari and Reagan's Edge in race 10 with Tacitus, Global Campaign, and Prioritized in race 11. Moving on to race 11, that is the Woodward Stakes at Saratoga, 5:30 Eastern on Saturday, September 5th. And I like Global Campaign on top here. He took blinkers off for the Monmouth Cup last out after a poor effort as the favorite in the Blame Stakes. The result was a career-best two-turn effort with a 109 figure. Putting that into perspective, likely favorite Tacitus earned a 110 figure winning the Suburban 2 weeks earlier. Obviously, Global Campaign isn't going to go up post as low odds as Tacitus in this situation, and therefore, Global Campaign is likely the better win bet. He also won the Peter Pan Stakes last summer at 9 furlongs, and as a son of Curlin, I don't think there's any problem he can run 10 furlongs here. Best of all, Global Campaign may be the controlling speed of the field, with no other horse except maybe Moretti ever having led early in a race, but Moretti's win came in an 11 furlong race on very slow fractions. In the Monmouth Cup, Global Campaign led from the start on solid fractions, and even more importantly, when he was headed at the eighth pole, about a half length behind, he kicked back on for the win. That's a good indication Global Campaign can come out on top if there's a battle in the stretch. Tacitus surprised me in winning the Suburban so authoritatively in July. He hadn't shown that kind of desire to beat his foe since the Wood Memorial 15 months earlier. The new equipment change to blinkers apparently helped, and is the only horse in the field to have won at 10 furlongs, the distance of this race. The knock is that he will be the prohibitive favorite, and his best effort, indicated by the 110 figure in the Suburban, isn't really any better than the 109 Global Campaign earned in his last start, or the figure Prioritized earned his last start. Now, Prioritized has yet to win in the stakes, but maybe good enough at this point. Coming back from 4 months off on June 18th, he finished second at a mile on the 16th, about one turn with a 107 figure. Then at 9 furlongs at Saratoga on 7:25, earned a 109. The manner in which he won that race shows he's really starting to get it. as he rallied from third at the eighth pole and got up by a neck over Money Moves, who trainer Todd Pletcher sees fit to run in the Kentucky Derby today. Prioritize is likely to be third or fourth in the early stages and may have enough improving today to make the big late run and potentially post the upset in this field. In the Woodward Stakes, race 11 at Saratoga, Saturday, September 5th, post 5:30. Global Campaign is the main key win bet, 9-5 or more, but I would not hesitate to bet Prioritize at odds of 5-2 or higher. And again, Dutching Tool is very helpful here. For the exact this, we're going to box Global Campaign and Tacitus and box Global Campaign and Prioritize. You could box the three, but you have three horses in a six-horse field, so I want to cut down the cost. Trifecta just for 50 cents or a buck. I don't think the other three have much of a chance, so I'm just going to box Global Campaign, Tacitus, and Prioritize. Moving on to the big race of the day, the Kentucky Derby, which has a post of 7:01 Eastern at Churchill Downs. It's race 14. I'm going to start with the analysis and get back to the bets in a second and the contenders. It's really difficult to envision Tis the Law not winning the Derby. In normal years, when the Derby's run in May, there may be a number of horses who are on patterns of improvement enough to give the likely favorite a run for their money. It's not the case this year. Tis the Law has run consistently fast in all four starts since making his first start at 3-year-old in February. He won a mile and a quarter last month in the Travers. He was the most impressive, in my opinion, as he'd been all year, making a move on the turn to go to third first by half length, asserting himself to win by 5.5, eased up the final furlongs, final yards, having done the job. He has a lot left in the tank. He's just a talented athlete who wants to win and can back it up with immense physical talent. He's also seasoned as he beat 29 horses in four starts this year. He's likely to be stalking the early leader Authentic, who's going to be outside, and a couple others. When Franco asks him to put in that one little burst of speed, he could go from wherever he is to first, and the rest won't have much of a chance in the last eighth. That being said, there are horses who can run well and who appear to have a better probability to finish second than may be indicated by high odds. And in the unlikely event Tis the Law falters, one of them could post the upset. New York Traffic is the first of the group. The first time he stretched out to two turns, he won impressively by 6.5 lengths. Following that, he finished third in the Risen Star, second in the Louisiana Derby, second in the Matt Wynn, second in the Haskell. His Haskell effort showed he might enjoy the extra eighth of a mile in the Derby, even more than the mile and an eighth, because he was gaining ground on the winner Authentic with every stride at the end. In the Haskell, Authentic was drawn inside New York Traffic, allowing that one to get the lead from the start. In the Derby, Authentic is drawn on the far outside, and there are a few horses who may try to deny Authentic the lead. So if jockey Paco Lopez can put New York Traffic into a stalking trip while not going too wide in the first turn, the colt has a big shot to be second or third at high odds. Money Moves is another I'll consider. He's the most likely raced of the year with three races under his belt. After winning the first two starts in February and March, both around one turn, he stretched out to a mile and an eighth in July, faced older. Nevertheless, he showed ability and maturity, rallying to miss winning by a neck, and again suggesting the 10 furlongs will not be an issue. He's in the hands of Todd Pletcher, and there's no problem with breeding because Candy Ride produced Gun Run in the mid-pack early, and with continued improvement of his last effort, he's another that could be in the top three at least. So Volante is one of a few in this field, most notably Tis the Law, who should not find 10 furlongs of the Derby to be a Bronze reach. Prior to the very poor sixth place finish behind Tis the Law in the Belmont Stakes, which I'm willing to ignore as an aberration, Sole Volante was first or second in three straight stakes on dirt, including a powerful effort in the Sam Davis Stakes, which he rides from 15 back to win by 2.5 at the end. That effort was as good as the one in New York Traffic and Authentic put in the Haskell, and those who should be lower odds than Sole Volante. Since the Belmont, Sole Volante's been working sensationally well in the morning and appears fit and ready to run his best. On the other hand, he does come from far back, so navigating past 15 to 17 other runners in the last quarter mile may require some luck. Next, there are three more just outside of the bubble of what I consider the most likely to win, Tis the Law, and the trio who can finish second, Honor, and those are Honor AP, Thousand Words, and Authentic. The reason is because they've mostly been taking turns beating each other, with none of the three asserting themselves in the process. That, combined with posts, which could be problematic given they all have tactical speed, they're going to have to be as lucky as good to run well. Honor AP turned the tables on Authentic in the San Diego Derby, but wasn't able to mount the same rally last month in the Share Belief, which is won by 1,000 Words. although Honor AP did improve slightly in terms of his figure. Thousand Words had won the Robert B. Lewis in February, then regressed badly when fourth in the San Felipe. He then ran poorly over a sloppy track at Oaklawn, was no match for Uncle Chuck in the Los Alamitos Derby, but did rebound to win the Shared Belief. He led from start to finish in that race, which I think is an unlikely scenario in the Derby, with Need the Lead type Authentic also in the race. Authentic ran the best race of his career in the Haskell, no doubt, but that was earned leading from start to finish, and it appears likely the colt will have to expend a good deal of energy getting past 17 other horses, or at least a few of them, before the first turn to get the lead. The early effort could really be problematic in the last eighth when stalkers like Tiz, The Law, Money Moves, and New York Traffic start to pick up steam, as does Deep Closer Sol Volante. So they're getting honorable mention, but they're not the picks. Now the bets. Tiz, The Law is going to be 3-5. He's really not a good win bet. The object is to try and make money with him. So I think at 5-1 or more, I would bet a couple bucks to win on New York Traffic and Money Moves, and at 10-1 or more, Sol Volante. There's no reason not to make those bets. I think the best plays here are exactas and trifectas with Tiz the Law on top, and they're going to be kind of simple here. The exact is going to be Tiz the Law over 1,000 Words, Authentic, Honor AP, Money Moves, New York Traffic, and Sol Volante. If you want to press the Tiz the Law over Money Moves, Sol Volante, and New York Traffic, it's a good idea, and I'll probably do that as well because I want the higher odds horses. Trifecta is going to be the same bet, throwing in some extra horses for third. It's only about a $27 ticket for 50 cents, so I think it's worth money. It could pay 150 bucks. It's going to be Tiz the Law over Money Moves, Sol Volante, New York Traffic, Honor AP, 1,000 Words, and Authentic. Then those same six, Money Moves, Sol Volante, New York Traffic, 1,000 Words, Authentic, and Honor AP. And then add Max Player, King Guillermo, South Bend, and Attachment Rate. I'll give you the numbers. The exact is 17 over 7, 10, 12, 15, 16, 18. And the trifecta is going to be 17 over 7, 10, 12, 15, 16, 18 over 2, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, 16, and 18. Don't forget, if you want to check this all out in writing, if you weren't taking notes, please go to amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog, or How to Bet and LSTAR's blog, and check it out. While you're there, become a member. You can bet all the races at Saratoga and many other tracks on Amwager. Great benefits, perks, and tools for the better. Amwager.com. Thanks so much for listening to the September 5th Key Races and Bets podcast, including the Derby and Saratoga. Go make some money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.